Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Anyway, we're back.
We are. Is that the intro?
Oh, no.
Okay. What was the intro then? Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
You're listening to Bad Dragons. Talking about things that
other people are talking about. Great, dragons. Perfect.
Bad Dragons is hard to say if these, you have a blocked nose.
These, oh yeah, are you sick?
No. Just if I did.
It's hard enough
to say as it is. Like, and then it'd be really hard.
These Barbies are podcasters. These Barbies are wrecked.
Wrecked.
Same. You're very welcome back to Bandwagons. Very happy to have you here. We've got a jam-packed episode, so we're not even going to get into it. I didn't give a fuck what you did at the weekend, because I know you saw Barbie.
Barbie, and that was pretty much it.
I saw it earlier during the week, so we're going to talk about that. But just up top, if you want more content, we're over on Patreon, patreon.com/bandwagons, and you can now also subscribe and get the bonus episodes in your Apple Podcast feed, if you're an Apple Podcast listener. So go do that if you want some extra content. Mm-hmm. Twice a month. Every 2 weeks.
Every second week is on Patreon.
Every second week is on Patreon. Same with Apple Podcasts on Patreon. And you got a few other little extra bonuses and all that jazz. Anyway, Barbie. How excited were you for this movie? Let's go back to the beginning, as Hilary Duff says.
It's been coming a long time now that I don't think I really cared that much. And then there's the whole thing with the hype was so built up that it makes you want to not really like it that much.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's like they set the bar so high for it that I was kind of like, oh, I don't really care now because they want me to like it so hard.
Yeah, when I saw that first picture of Margot Robbie in the car, I was like, all right. It didn't everyone was talking about it and there was like 1,000 articles about it. I was like, okay, it's just a picture of her in a car, right? And then when they released like the Barbie posters with everyone and you saw all the cast, I was like, oh, this is
literally
interesting. I think this is going to be funny.
Cast of Sex Education must have been in it.
What was going on there?
So many British actors from like little British shows, not little British shows, but you know what I mean? Like
little British shows, like Sex Education, one of the biggest shows in the world.
Yeah. But like, it was so weird. Just like playing downplaying it, but just like every second person I was like, oh, they're in Sex Education. They're on like,
he's your man that plays, he's in the real world and he's the Mattel worker.
Yes.
He wasn't actually in it that much in the end though.
He was gas though.
He was pretty funny, yeah. The posters come out and I was like, yeah, a buzz. And then the trailer came out and I felt like the more I learned about it, the kind of less excited I was, because I felt like they showed us too much.
Yeah.
I want to go in
blind.
Kind of blind. And in some ways I did. Like in some ways the trailer kind of didn't really show anything. But I will say like the start of the movie is just like...
The trailer.
And like I did really like it. And also, sorry, if you haven't seen Barbie, don't listen to this episode because we are going to spoil it.
Yeah.
Come back. I did really like it, but I felt worried because I just felt like all of the jokes I'd already heard. And I was a bit like...
Yeah, they definitely
gave
all the best bits in advance. Apart from a lot of Ryan Gosling's bits, I would say that like all Barbie's big moments were in the trailers. Like cool, funny gas moments were probably in the trailers. And Ryan Gosling, I didn't think he was going to be in it as much. I thought he was going to be like more of a background character. I don't know why. And he like stole the show for me. Personally.
So what do you think about it overall?
Overall, I enjoyed it. I remember halfway through being like, I probably wouldn't come see this again.
Okay. That seems to be like a bit, because obviously we asked on Instagram as well, Bad Minds Podcast. And that was the consensus from some people. They were like, yeah.
Yeah, like it flew by and I wasn't like, oh God, why is it still? Because it was nearly 2 hours. But like it flew by and I enjoyed every minute of it.
I will,
the story moved very well.
I will give it that. It does not feel 2 hours on. It feels like a tight 90 minutes. And it's absolutely not. It's 2 hours.
And I thought kind of, with the plot at the start, it was like, oh, go and find this person. I thought it was going to be like this whole, like, that was the story. It was like going to be her trying to find this person in the other world or whatever. And then that got resolved very fast. And like this whole story just kind of went from one thing to another thing to another thing very quickly. And I enjoyed that. I hate this whole like long journey stories where they're like, you know, like trying to get to the ending. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you think that worked. What didn't work for you then?
I think Michael Fry said it in the comments to us, but he said...
Yeah, like, shout out Michael Fry. Woo!
He said, very enjoyable, but the ending got a bit muddled. And I agreed with him on that. That like, I remember being like, when the whole... They're trying to wrap up the end very quickly. And I was like, what is the point here? Like, what are they trying to say?
Yeah.
And I was like, why were people crying? Like, I'm like waiting for the big moment to hit. And I was just like... And I understood, like, it was all like very well written and very nice. But it was just a lot of like... A lot of stuff happening at once, and I was like, I don't really know what the main message is here.
So you didn't cry?
I did not cry, not even close.
Oh my God.
No, and then after I came out and I was like, I need to check on Fadula and see if she's okay.
Now, okay, I will say I was coming off the back of an engagement.
Yeah.
I was fundamentally coming off to my period.
Yeah, yeah, that's a massive thing.
And I had a very busy week, and generally when I have a very busy week, I get very emotional and very stressed and like, lack of sleep.
No, lots of people did seem to cry, and I can understand why, because there are like nice, really nice moments and really nice words in it. But I just, the end of it, I was just like, what's happening here?
I really thought you'd have like a visceral reaction in the same way I did, like as, because you're a man.
Yeah.
Is that really like stereotypical of me to, you think you're hardened as a result as opposed to melted?
Yeah, probably. I've seen what it's like.
You're just like, yeah, right.
Yeah. When your ass has been ripped in half.
Change the...
and sewn back up.
Okay. So, sorry, not to misquote Michael Fry. He said in the question box, as you said, loved it, but felt the plot was a bit muddled towards the end. Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously my initial reaction was like very positive. I thought the humor sustained.
Yeah.
I thought everyone was very good in it.
Beautiful to look at.
Beautiful to look at. I think the set design and everything is amazing because there's no CGI in it. Like they're all sets, even in the transition from Barbie Land to the real world. They're all sets. I thought it was very self-aware in a way that I didn't expect from Mattel. But the further I got away from it and the more I read about it, the more I was like, okay, some things didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard, right? So like, obviously there's this, there's the existentialism themes. I think the ones that got to me were like about feminism and like what it means to be a woman and like female identity and all that jazz and place in society and like patriarchy. And where I think it fell down was I don't think it really knew what it was saying or wasn't clear enough about the patriarchy thing. Like Ken's storyline makes sense and is like quite sad and is very reflective of real life up until the end where it's just suddenly like
they just go back to normal. They
just go back to normal. I don't really think they knew what they were saying with it. And in some ways, how could I expect them to when it's fundamentally supposed to be like a children's movie? And at the end of the day, they're still under like the gun of Mattel. Like they were never going to be able to be like explicit or like very dark in that way. Because at the end of the day, the movie is there to sell toys. Fundamentally, it's not supposed to be.
Is it Mattel though, or did Mattel not sell the rights? Was that not what happened?
Because the whole thing
I had heard was that Mattel were selling off their rights to their big characters, and that's why we're getting like this Winnie the Pooh horror movie and all as well.
No, that's
Disney, isn't it? Like, that's not even Mattel.
But the book is out of, not out of print, but it's out of copyright or whatever, so anyone can use the IP, I think. That's why the weird Winnie the Pooh horror. I don't think it's the same for Mattel, because Mattel are now making all the, which I'll talk about later, all these other, like, toy
movies. That's what I thought they were, like, selling it off. Like, but it's more for them to sell more products. It's
not. Yeah, 100%. Okay. Like, it's not. I don't know. Like, I still don't think it was bad. I still think I was right in my emotions, and I think the writing is very good, and I don't know. I think
the
as
whole
you
thing
said,
where she becomes the woman, then at the end,
yeah, I'm like, what was that? Doesn't like,
and I came out, and Mark was like, what was that about? And I was like, the only thing I could think is that, like, little girls are like, oh God, I'd give anything just to be like Barbie. But then when on the flip side, Barbie's like, I just want to be like a real life girl.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think that's it.
Whereas, like, it's not always like grass isn't always greener. Like, the perfect Barbie doll just wants what you have.
Yeah,
that's what I got from it. But then also, like, where, that kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and do they know that that's what? Again, that's where I'm like, is that what they wanted? Was that the messaging? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What was the other thing I was going to say? Ken and Sophie White said this in her stories as well, where it was just like Ryan Gosling, like, stole the show.
Yeah.
Which, again, also, does that kind of defeat the purpose of the movie? Where it's like,
yeah,
it's
everyone's talking
like
about him now.
Barbie. But then, like, not to be fucking rude, but is that not just a failure on Margot Robbie, you know what I mean? But I don't think so. Yeah, I think Ken and Ryan Gosling got more to play with. Got all the funnier lines, as you said, everything that we saw that was funny of Barbie, we saw already. And I know, obviously, there are, like, really nice moments, like the moment with the creator and the moment with the granny on the bench and stuff. Like,
her moments were deeper. They were, like, more emotional, whereas he was just, like, giggity, giggity, like, here's another banger. Like, yeah. You know.
Like, he's probably, actually, I would say, definitely going to get nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, but, like, he deserves
it. Yeah, no, he does.
Just because he's a man, we won't take that away from him.
No, but it's just, I don't know. Like, it does go back to the thing of, like, is that the point of the movie? And then it's like, well, what is the point of the movie other than, again, to sell dolls and just be, like, a bit of crack? You know what I mean?
Yeah, those Allen dolls are going to fly off the shelf.
Oh, my. Talk about stealing the show. Michael Cera. My fave.
Yeah.
My absolute.
That was funny. Mark, went with the King go with you?
Yeah.
Did he, was he looking forward to it? Mark had no interest and he was like,
King was looking forward to it, yeah.
He was like, oh, I'm like, all his friends were like, we're going to the pub tonight. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see Barbie. And they were all like, ha ha ha. And then he came out and he was like, I really enjoyed that.
That's good.
Yeah, but he thought the fucking Ken dolls and all the men in it were just hysterical. Mainly. Yeah. Like, that was what he
got. But to be honest, I'd rather that reaction than, like, I had spoken to, like, male colleagues and stuff who fundamentally were like, it was a bit anti-man, which I don't.
It was anti-man.
No, it's not. Breed. It's not anti-man. Are you for real? It's about how patriarchy affects everyone, including men.
Yeah.
It's not anti-man.
Okay. Well, there were moments of it where I was like, wow, they're going a bit too hard on this.
What? Okay. What moments?
I can't remember now, but I remember in it being like, if this was flipped and they were like, obviously it wouldn't be flipped because it wouldn't make sense flipped.
Yeah.
Where I was just, I don't know. I was just like, they're really like dumbing down men in this and making them be like, you're ruining everything.
But that's what's happened to women for.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it.
Eons and eons.
Yeah. No, I get it. But like,
you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. And if they hadn't had all the funny moments with the Kens, then it wouldn't have been as good a movie. Like, it wouldn't, like, just the emotional storyline and the deep, like, message wouldn't have grabbed me on its own, I don't think.
Yeah.
You need the comic relief.
You know, you need the humour as well. Like, the humour is a massive part of it. It's a bigger part of it to me than the message. But, like,
yeah.
America Ferreira's monologue.
Yeah.
Like,
she was class.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
She was so good.
Yeah.
Like, one of her best that I've, now I haven't seen Superstore, but it's not really comparable.
That was her real husband in real life. That played her husband in the movie.
Oh, that was doing the Duolingo Spanish. That's so funny. What were some other things that didn't work for me? I know there were a couple of questions around, like, the fact that the daughter got on board so quickly.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was so anti. And then...
Yeah, the daughter and her friends were supposed to, like, model the Mycene dolls that Mattel brought out. Like, almost like to rival Bratz dolls.
Yes. I've been in for Mycene dolls. I was a Mycene girl.
Yeah. She was... Sasha was supposed to be, like a take on them and what they were wearing and all in that
scene.
Okay. I have a little quiz on true or false, and this might bring you on to some other points in the movie.
Yeah.
If you want.
Do, and I might go to...
This might...
I have a couple of good reviews and a couple of not great reviews that might help us unpick it a little bit more, because I feel like I have them in my brain, but I'm just struggling to verbalise them.
You might know all these already, but I found them interesting. I haven't got my glasses on, so I'm going to be like this.
Jesus Christ, right?
Ryan Gosling accepted the role of Ken after seeing his daughter's Ken doll lying face down in the mud next to a squished lemon.
Why a squished lemon?
True or false?
Why are they playing with citrus fruits outside? True.
Yeah, he said he took a shot of the doll and lemon and sent it to Greta Gerwig saying, I shall be your Ken. His story must be told.
I love Ryan
Which kind of makes sense now when you in like the context of the film.
Yeah.
Alan got Midge pregnant.
I didn't know that. I thought the whole thing was that Alan was like...
gay for Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
Which maybe it is implied in the doll lore. I'm sure someone will correct us or...
Yeah.
...add us on that.
But apparently like in actual real life...
They were together. That's who got Midge pregnant.
Alan and Midge were like, they got married in like a certain doll. And she wasn't like, the doll came out, it was really controversial because everyone was like, thought it was promoting like single, like unwed pregnancy or whatever in young moms and all this. And Mattel had to like recall the doll and then put like a little cutout of Alan in the side of the box and like colour in the ring like bigger on her hand to make it like, no, like she's married. She's married to Alan. Look, here he is.
And oh my God, if you were a doll, you would have been ostracised.
I know.
You would
have
been
out.
Midge.
I am Midge.
I am Midge.
I cannot read a single word of this. Oh, this has been in the works since 2009.
Yes. Yeah. I had some details on that.
Yeah.
True. Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's a true or false quiz. I forgot that.
Yeah. I think most of them are true.
Amy Schumer was in the running at one point and then left because of...
I remember all that. Like, Amy Schumer was going to be Barbie and everyone was going, no, she's fucking not. Like, what are you talking about?
Which... that's a complicated conversation because I think some of the disagreement around that is like because they don't view Amy Schumer as Barbie, which is the whole...
stereotypical like, Barbie.
Yeah, but which is what the whole movie is trying to get at, that like everyone is Barbie and...
Yeah.
But like obviously Margot Robbie makes sense as like a stereotypical Barbie because she is like stereotypically... what's the word? Like societal beauty
face.
Norms. That's
apparently,
not what I was going to say, but yeah, fair enough.
Gal Gadot was also in the running for it.
And Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway I could have seen.
She has kind of a doll-like face. I can see Gal Gadot as well.
No.
With the,
Gal Gadot would
with
not
the direction
have been.
They went in with Margot, I mean. Like that
she,
kind
she's
of
not funny enough.
No,
as
yeah,
much
no,
as I
just
don't
by
think,
looks.
Like, Margot was like side-splittingly funny in this.
Yeah.
She was funnier than we've seen her, I think.
Mm.
And she could bring it to the role, whereas like Gal Gadot, no. The woman who did Imagine, get a grip.
What's Imagine?
You know that thing?
Exactly.
No, you know the thing during the pandemic where all the celebs did like,
let's all sing Imagine
to make people feel better.
Was that her that organised that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No hell below us. Pedro Pascal was in that as well. I know people don't want to remember that, but he was. Sorry, guys.
We don't talk about that enough.
No hell below us.
They used so much pink paint on set that it led to pink paint shortages.
I did a story on this and I think it's like kind of true, but they can't.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
it was also like...
the set designer said it was true, but then someone else, like some paint guy, I think, came out and said it wasn't true because of that. It was actually just like...
it's supply chain shortages in the pandemic.
Yeah,
stuff.
So we don't know.
So shut up, this Greta Gerwig, you pathological liar.
Denise Richards, did you know this one?
No.
Was originally cast as Mermaid Barbie. But had to drop out last minute due to a prior commitment. So that's why they got Dua Lipa.
That makes sense because Dua makes no... like it,
she
Mermaid
was done
Barbie,
so dirty
she
in
was
that,
done like, so dirty with the wig, but like...
And she just looks like she's just dropped in, like her scene, like it doesn't seem like she was on set. Like,
I don't know, it just seems so pointless. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why they wouldn't have... They said this on Who Weekly, why they wouldn't have had her as herself, as like a Dua Lipa Barbie doll and like she's the singer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know, it felt so fucking stupid, like.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't, it wasn't seamlessly put in at all.
John Cena's wig as well was just so much better. I can't actually even think.
Denise Richards was so weird in that.
That is random though.
Isn't it? I don't think we'll ever see Denise Richards again. That's all I have. Did that spring any?
I had some info on.
Oh, someone sent us this on Bandwagons actually as well, and said about the scale of the Barbie dream house.
Yes, that it's. I thought that was obviously really impressive. Is that that's what I'm saying about the set design? That it's like made smaller for her, and like all the details. But like, there's no liquids in the cups. There's no water coming out of the shower. She barely fits the car.
Have a Barbie dream house?
I didn't have a Barbie dream house, but I'll tell you what I had, and I was going fucking nuts trying to Google it before you got here because I meant to do this and forgot and then remembered. I had a Barbie and she was like pet daycare, and it came with a pet basket, and it had buttons in the basket and it made like dog noises. So you'd sit the dog on it and you'd press the bone button and it'd be like, woo, woo, woo.
Tanner.
Yeah, but I think it might have been like baby golden retriever Tanner. And I think there were like, there was two other animals, and I can't remember if it was a dog and a cat or like all dogs. And they had like different toys you could put in their mouth. There was like a blue teddy bear.
There was like little magnets.
They didn't shit or anything. It wasn't one of those shitting dogs. It was like,
I don't know where that came
from. We just take care of them and they're cute. But when I Googled it, like I can't find the one that I had.
Yeah.
When I might get my mom still has all of them. We were great for collecting all the toys and cereal. Guys, Cara, I know microplastics are bad, but like I think we should bring the toys and cereal back. Like what was that about? Like I've never had as much joy in my entire life. Anyway, yeah, Cara loves them. They're great for kids. We bring out the box of tricks. People are like, what? Anyway, I'll get my mom to send a picture and I'll put it on the bandwagon
Did
story.
Did you have the Star Wars toys from the cereal? Do you remember those? We had so many of the Star Wars ones and we didn't even watch
Star
Wars.
No, I'll tell you what I had. I had Watership Down, little figurines. They're all like standing on like logs or something. Is that you or me?
It's me, I don't know.
Who is contacting you? Tell them to fuck off. Yeah. I had Rugrats in Paris, pencil tappers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then they're all in the suitcases. They're standing on the suitcases.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Oh, I can see them all in my head, my little friends.
You should put them on the shelves.
The Magic Roundabout was a movie that came out and they did a promotion with them and they had like figurines and they had a ball at the back so you could like twirl their heads.
Okay.
You know, that kind of way. Fuck, there's more and I'm just struggling to remember them now. Rugrats were the main ones. I wonder if they're worth any money. Probably not.
I had these two Barbie, like they look like books, and then when you open them out, like they had a ribbon on it that held the book closed, and then when you open it out you tie them like backwards, like you open the book the whole way around, tie it back, and it was a house, like it was a paper house that opened out.
Cool.
And like the bed flipped down, the washing machine door opened, the like counter folded down. I had two of them and they were class. I had so many Barbies.
Yeah,
I used to play with dolls till I was like genuinely a teenager.
I missed Barbie, but I was very much on the Bratz train.
Yeah.
Which were obviously brought out as like competition and to be like the sexy bad girls, whereas Barbie was like, I can literally be anything I want. I can do any career. Bratz were like, who gives a fuck? I'm after getting a mill of filler and I'm about to go out with the lads, you know what I mean?
Did you ever watch the Barbie and the Nutcrackers or the Barbie
and Rapunzel?
Princess the Pauper?
No, but we used to play Princess and the Pauper in the playground, which, looking back, was that kind of problematic, you know what I mean? Like, we were like, okay, who's the princess, who's the pauper? We just, like, just being like, okay, you've been poverty, I'm the princess. But I don't think we really understood it then, like, you know what I mean? We didn't realize pauper meant that. Yeah, yeah. I loved, the Barbie as Rapunzel, and she had that purple dragon friend.
Yeah.
I got the the toy of that for Christmas. And she said, what was that dragon's name? Sorry, I was obsessed with her. I didn't really watch the rest of them though. I think I've seen
the
Barbie
music
and
in them was absolutely incredible.
But I
like
found
it would hold up with Hamilton.
Yeah, what's the, you know the song about Barbie and Rapunzel?
I'm like, just like you. You're just like me.
I did the I'm just like you song is pretty good, it's better. What is that fuck? Barbie's Rapunzel 2002 computer. Barbie would have been such a good live show, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Plot. Hang on. Sorry now, guys. I know this is really not interesting.
I'm looking at my
companionship in Penelope, a young dragon, and Hobie, Penelope, an anxious rabbit. Same bibs. Anyway, yeah. So they were,
Mom,
the only.
Please, I just really want the anxious rabbit from Barbie. Please.
Yeah, it's my, I love the way I was like, no, don't get me the doll, get me the fucking dragon. Yes.
Yeah.
But do you know what else I had? And I thought I'd Mandela affected myself here before researching this, but like I was also a Mycene girl.
Yeah.
Which you just referred to there, which was like, I was like, Barbie
was a part of them.
Barbie was a part of Mycene.
Teenage Barbie.
She was like kind of tween.
Yeah.
tween Barbie, and she had like a few other mates, and they were all named after places. So they were released in 2002. Oh, I don't know if I have the other names, but they were like, they were like New York and like Atlanta or something. I don't know. Released in 2002, discontinued in 2008, and worldwide in 2011. They had like slim bodies, but like bigger heads. So they were kind of like bobble-headed,
like brats.
Yeah, kind of, but like not even as like exaggerated as brats. Though the New York Times did describe their features as exaggerated lips and bulging makeup-caked eyes. What a read. My scene were designed to appeal to the tween market and compete with the Bratz dolls from MGA Entertainment. There was a controversial line launched in 2007 called Growing Up Glam. These dolls featured a turntable key or a turnable key on their back that could make the doll grow taller and grow breasts. Not good. Similar to the infamous Growing Up Skipper doll from the Barbie line. Mattel ceased selling Mycene dolls in the US in 2008, but continued to sell the dolls internationally until Mattel ceased production on the Mycene line as a whole in the year of 2011. But there were movies as well. I remember one of the dolls came with like a DVD that you could watch. It was like Mycene in LA or something, or Mycene Take New York. And it was like Barbie and Ken were kind of on the outs, I think. They were breaking up. Mm. So I was not a big Barbie girl. Do you know the history of the Barbie doll?
Like other than from the movie?
Yeah.
No.
Great. Well, I'm about to tell
you. Do you
know
what? I wrote my notes and I was probably on drugs or high on popcorn and sugar.
Okay.
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie Millie Robbie. Margot Robbie.
You're insane. You are.
Coincidence?
What are you eating in the cinema? Fucking hell.
Like
are you tinfoil ash? So yeah, as we learned from the movie, Barbie's a fashion doll manufactured by American toy company Mattel. It was launched in 1959, and it was Ruth Handler created the doll using a German doll named
Barbie Millicent Robert.
No, Build Lily. Mm. Where's Build Lily now? The Lily doll was based on a popular character appearing in a comic strip drawn by Reinhard Buthen for the newspaper Bild. Lily was a blonde bombshell, a working girl who knew what she wanted and was not above using men to get to it.
Yes.
The Lily doll was first sold in Germany in 1955, and although it was initially sold to adults, it became popular with children who enjoyed dressing her up in outfits that were available separately. So Ruth designed this doll based on that. Then the original company behind Build Lily, the Louis Marks and Company sued Mattel in March 1961.
Because she literally used one of their dolls as the prototype. Like.
Pretty much, yeah. They claimed that Mattel had infringed on Greiner and Hauser's patent for Build Lily's hip joint and also claimed that Barbie was a direct takeoff and copy. They ended up settling out of court in 1963, and then in 1964, Mattel bought Greiner and Hauser's copyright and patent rights for the Build Lily doll for $21,600.
Wow.
Like nothing compared to the money that they've made on the dolls. Mattel sold over 1 billion Barbie dolls, making the company's largest and most profitable line. What was significant about it is that it was one of the first toys to have a marketing strategy based extensively on like TV advertising, which has been copied by other toys. Crazy. Sales of the dolls declined from 2014 to 2016. People put that down to like girls getting more interested in like electronics and stuff like that.
iPad generation.
But also Hasbro won the rights to sell or won the license to make the Walt Disney princess dolls, including those based on what movie?
Yeah.
What mega movie came out roughly around this
Cinderella?
Time?
No.
No,
Beauty
more modern, more contemporary, huge, inescapable, cold, freezing,
frozen.
Okay. But look, they bounce back, and I imagine off the back of this movie, they're going to make even more squillions of bajillions of dollars. In 2020, Mattel sold $1.35 billion worth of Barbie dolls and accessories. This is their best sales growth in two decades, an increase from $950 million that the brand sold in 2017. So yeah, this is going to be like...
Do you want to hear something, gas?
Nuts for them, I'd say.
I'm going to talk about Santi for a second.
We're talking about Santi, guys. We love him. We love him, but just for any of the small ears.
We're just talking about Santa.
We're talking about Santa. We're talking about Santa. Turn it off.
Well, Santa got me Barbie dolls many, many years ago and hid them in a really good hiding place and didn't find them again. So the year I was supposed to get Barbie dolls, I just didn't get them that year. I don't know what happened. They hid them in like my granny's attic or something. And like 15 years later, they were cleaning out my granny's attic and found these Barbie dolls. And gave them to Quiva.
Did she love them?
That Christmas. A man was like, "What do you think of the Cuevas Barbie dolls?" I was like, "Yeah, they're nice." She was like, "They were meant to be for you." I was like, fucking literally like 10, 15 years later. Crazy.
Was because you have the perspective of having two younger sisters, which I don't, obviously, yeah, as the youngest. Were they into dolls? Were they into Barbie?
I was the big doll one, and then Hilda got Bratz. And I'm like, but I just don't think they were like, I was a player. Like, I used to sit down and like act out. Like,
yeah, same.
And I was like, we had a Ken doll. Or no, we didn't have a Ken doll. We had one Action Man that was my brother's. And like one of them was always getting kidnapped by the Action Man. That was like my whole thing every time. Mark was like, you need to dive deeper into that.
Oh my
like,
God.
Always getting kidnapped.
Poor Action Man being like, well, I'm signing up to the Special Forces. I'm going to make a difference. And he's just like,
kidnapping little Barbies.
Like, horrible, horrible man.
Yeah, no, it was weird. Hilda had kind of a crossover between Barbies and Bratz. And then Cuiva was more of like I don't think they were really into like Barbies and baby borns and all as I was.
I wasn't into baby dolls at all.
I was obsessed. Yeah. Nora has my old like baby born buggy now, and she like toddles around the kitchen with Minnie Mouse in it.
Yeah.
And she comes up like she has a little baby doll at home. She comes up like, you know, I was like when she was born or when I knew I was having a girl, I was like, I'm not going to be like buying her the kitchen and all or like, you know, getting her like a little baby doll in a bottle. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to force those stereotypes on her. I'm going to let her go with whatever she's interested in.
She wasn't 2 seconds out your couch and you'd the promo from the attic.
No, she's literally like, oh my God, babies, pink, like bright colours. Like it's just like in her.
Yeah.
Naturally. It's so weird.
The only baby toy that I was ever interested in was, you know, that it was like a tub and you put the spoon in it and it was spoon came on the food.
Yeah.
No, the food came on the spoon.
Yeah.
Like there was like pink berry shit or whatever.
And it pooped.
Did it poop?
Was this the one I was like click, 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 and then did it not poo? Those ones?
No,
the ones you fed
nothing came off
pooed.
The spoon. You know what I mean? It was like it wasn't magic, but it was like,
yeah. Do you remember those magic baby bottles that had milk in them?
Yes.
I used to turn them upside down. How did they work?
All I wanted was to have the liquid from that bottle, forbidden liquid. Yeah. But it was the same with that plastic berry shit. I was like, I want to eat this so bad. That was my fundamental interest. It wasn't that I wanted a mother. I was like, give me this baby.
You wanted to be the cartoon baby.
Yeah, I think so. Has Hilda seen the movie, do you know?
No, Hilda's in Greece, R.I.P.
Oh, God, with the weather.
Yeah, but like, I texted her last night and she goes, she was sending me all these alerts. She's getting like in Greek, being like, please evacuate. And she was just like, lol. She was like, you know, it's not.
Sorry,
even,
I don't mean to laugh. Climate change is bad.
No, it's not. And it's not her island. Like, so, like, that's why she's laughing. Like, she's not in immediate danger. But she was like, it wasn't even that hot today. Like, it's just 30 degrees. A queen was like, yeah, but like, it's on fire. Like, you're not understanding the problem. It's not that you're going to be too hot. It's that the island is literally on fire, but it's not her island. So.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Does Cuiva want to see the movie?
Yeah. But I don't think, like...
How old is she now?
14.
See, I think she will get more from it than, like... This was the thing. It's not for kids.
Because someone asked me if I was bringing Nora, and I was like, no, like, it's not.
Well, okay.
Also, no.
Okay,
she gets
not
enough.
To be funny...
Yeah, I don't know. When you say I'm going to see the Barbie movie, they're like, oh, like with your child, like, you know.
But okay, because this was the thing when I put up on Instagram as well, and everyone's immediately like, but 12 A, is it suitable for Mickey, Johnny,
yeah,
Indy, whatever the fuck? And I'm like,
that's up to you, babe.
Okay, we're not, they don't actually make the Barbie scissor, which they should have. That's unrealistic. You know what I mean? Where was scissoring Barbie, you know?
That's what Barbie said.
But like, there's nothing like that. But at the same time, the script and everything is fundamentally like, it's not explicit, but like, no child is going to get anything out of it by like...
The colours and it just looks cool. And they're Barbies.
And the fashion and stuff is obviously, you know what I mean?
And it's a very diverse cast. Like, it's a nice... Like, every kid will see themselves in it somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think they'll understand it.
But
what's
I do... Like, I don't get... I think... I think there's a lot... I hate to use this word. There's a lot of discourse online now with the fact that, like, people have... Like, some people are coming out of the movie and they didn't like it, which is fine.
Yeah.
We can talk a bit more about that. Like, people are entitled to opinions. We've unpicked some of our issues with the movie. I don't think it's, like, a perfect film by any means, but I think it's... I think it's... If it's not a 4 out of 5, it's at least a 3, but I would probably lean
probably
closer
a 4.
To a 4.
Yeah.
But you're seeing people come out and being like, this film is marketed towards children and, like... It's not, like, it's really dark and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just a bit like, when was it ever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other than the fact that, like, obviously the original IP is Barbie.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
no,
the whole idea
was that...
No, if
you marketed towards your kids, then you didn't do enough research into it yourself.
The
you
whole,
know what I mean?
Yeah, the whole idea was that it was, like, this kind
of... nostalgic.
Yeah, nostalgic, absurdist take for the people who grew up with Barbie as opposed to...
Yeah.
The people who are with Barbie now. Because like,
Barbie's not a thing now for kids.
There are 8 million other movies, as we've just discussed.
Yeah.
Like cartoon, CGI, whatever, computer animation that you can like...
Super Mario.
No, I meant even within the realm of Barbie. Like that it's
oh,
like if
you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you want one that specifically caters towards children, you are not short of content there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
I don't know. I found it a bit weird that people are going out being like, we were kind of sold a lie. And I'm like, no.
You just didn't understand then if you thought that. Those people just didn't understand what was happening. When they bought those tickets.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just a bit... Like, and I suppose going back to the anti-man thing, you're having... Like, I think there's a big thing between... Like, look, there are a minority who are coming out and being like, this movie's anti-man, and being like, I didn't really get it. And they didn't get the movie. And it's like, not being funny, they're probably majority men, which is grand, because I'm not sure if the movie was... Well, I do think the movie is for everyone, but I think, again, because the messaging isn't exactly clear, I can understand why some people come out and be like... It's anti-man or like it wasn't for me, whatever, blah, blah. But you're seeing this other thing then, right? There's a, I don't know if you follow him on Instagram. His name's Jerry Lavs. He's like a comedy kind of beauty creator. I follow him. He's very funny. And like, he didn't like the movie and I disagree with him there. He said like, he didn't think Ryan Gosling was good and he came out and he...
Nah, bullshit.
Yeah, but like,
bullshit.
Again, we can disagree on that. But he put up this video on TikTok being like, God, not what I was expecting at all. Just FYI for going into it. Whatever, didn't think Ryan Gosling was good. I disagree with that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But then you have people stitching his video and like predominantly women commenting, and now he's getting like homophobic abuse for it, which is what the fuck? Where people are being like, you didn't get it because you're a man. And it's like, well, we can't, that's not a de facto counter argument either. Like,
you don't
have to like it. Some people didn't like it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
People
lately online are like really tightly wound, I've found in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's causing it. But like, people are at each other's throats. I saw with the Taylor Swift thing, people were being like, if you didn't get tickets, it's your fault for not signing up for a code. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, all these people being like, don't be shitting on me just because I got tickets. And I was like, everybody calm down. It's not that deep. Do you know what I mean?
Know, yeah.
People are literally killings.
Yeah.
Over Barbie and Taylor Swift.
Can we
all relax?
I'm just going to go
grease
through
on
what...
Fire.
Yeah, grease on fire. I'm going to go through what some people said on the Instagram. I cannot pronounce this person's username, but they said first half good, second half crap. And I messaged them just be like, why?
Elaborate.
Like, why do you think that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said, I was very into it at the start. And then I guess when Kenland happened and the storyline of the mom and daughter came into play, I kind of lost interest. I understood the message, etc. Just felt it dragged towards the end. Love the pod. Someone else said something similar where they just said they didn't enjoy it. And I was like, can you explain? Like, just for the sake of the pod. This person's name is Claire. And they said, it's just one of them movies where most of the gags were in the trailer and I wouldn't be bothered seeing it again. I actually regretted not seeing Oppenheimer instead.
Mm.
I don't think it has rewatchable qualities like Mean Girls or those iconic films. I'm not sure if I agree with that. I would like to go back and pick up on like all the Easter eggs and stuff. I do think because of the message, it's probably... I suppose that kind
not
of makes
light.
It not rewatchable in some ways because it's not maybe as light as people would think.
Yeah.
Our good friend Robin said, it is wonderful. I can see some valid criticism in some spots. Some feeling it doesn't go far enough. Issues with how quickly the daughter's feelings and sentiments changed, etc., etc. But I love
how... Yeah, the daughter was kind of like a non-character. Like, I thought she was going to be a bigger thing. than she was in the end.
I'm kind of glad she wasn't, though. I was glad that it was America.
She was more of like a.
But I kind of saw that coming as well when they were doing the thing where Barbie was looking through time and so you saw the daughter getting out of the car. I was like, this, it's 100% not her, I'm telling you right now. But I love how bold Greta Gerwig was and how she was allowed to bring these hugely feminist ideas to this movie for Mattel and Warner Brothers. America Ferrera and Ryan Gosling were the standouts for me, and I can't wait to rewatch to get all the movie references so far. So far, my favourite is how the Hi Barbie, Hi Ken scene is a reference to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Did you pick up on that?
No.
There you go.
But is it, or is it just the same kind of...
No, I would believe it is.
But like, what makes it a reference? Because they say that about the shoe thing as well as a reference to The Matrix. It was like, you can have this one or this one.
Oh yeah, no, it is. Like, it's that red pill, blue pill.
Yeah, but what makes it a reference other than just like them reenacting a similar scene? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it not just
because
her?
Because it's referring to the scene.
But how?
Because it's like, but basing it's just, the scene off the scene.
Yeah, but like, just because
it's... Do you get what reference means?
No, I do, but like, at what point is it just like not a reference that's just very similar?
No, but I think that's pretty explicit. Like, I think if someone comes out and is like, this is a reference to X, you have to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move away from that because I don't think either of us are good.
I just don't get it.
XJ said it is amazing. I think little girls would be disappointed, but I laughed. I cried. I'm assuming this is Noel and not Noel said. Glorious, clever, funny, but could have been camper. It's an interesting take. Yeah. Do you think it could have been camper?
In what sense? I don't know.
In some ways,
It could have been, but I don't think it needed to be. Do you know, it wasn't as camp as I was probably expecting it to be, but it didn't.
I think, could they have hit on the messaging in a way that wasn't like very, here's the message. Mm. You're going to cry now, and have it been like more funny tongue in cheek, but I don't know how that ends the film then.
Yeah.
How would you have ended the film with the way
I don't know
it was? You know what I mean? I'm not talented enough to even figure that out.
Like. I don't even know how the film ended, like, actually. It went into, like, this real, like metaphorical state at the end where I was just like, where are we now? What's happening now?
They close the portal between Barbie Land and the real world. The portal opens because America is, like, having all these existential thoughts.
I thought Barbie was dying at one point, like...
Oh, what point? Sorry.
There was a point where I was like, oh, this is where she dies now. Then I was like, wait, what?
When I put up the photo of me crying, Kay and sister Sienna reflected me and goes, which one of the funniest messages I've ever seen, going, oh my gosh, is Barbie dying at the end?
Well, yeah. But
oh,
no.
Maybe like, laugh it makes, so much.
If she wants to die at the end, that's so... What happened?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That end gag is just, it makes a lot worth it for me. Like,
the Ruth Handler thing was a bit like in your face. Here
yeah.
You it was actually mad because there was a trailer on before and me and Mark have just started like rewatching Sunny and there was a trailer on with Danny
DeVito. It's always Sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the new like kind of gaggy, campy horror house, haunted house movie that's coming out.
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. And Danny DeVito's in that. Mm. And I was like, I think Danny DeVito's wife is in the next season of Sunny or whatever. And I was like, you'd know her. She's like his wife in Matilda. I don't know if they're still together, actually. Did they get divorced?
Are they?
I think she's in the newest season of It's Always Sunny.
Keep talking.
And then she literally pops up on Barbie and I was like, that's her. And I was like, you know her. And he was like, yeah, Matilda. She was very good. I just didn't, the whole like her being a ghost must be an actual thing, isn't
it?
No,
they separated in 2017.
But they must be friends, are they?
Ray Parvin is the actor's name. Still.
Right. She's in the new Sunny like.
Well, maybe
episodes.
They are still friends, yeah. Personally,
so she must be on good terms.
Oh, I wish I didn't learn that they were splitting up. In 2019, Perlman told interviewer Andy Cohen that she and DeVito have become closer friends after their separation, as they were in their final. Then they were in their final years as a couple. So there you go.
Aww.
Okay, well that's kind of depressing.
It's good. They're better now than they were.
That is true.
And they're still friends.
Holly said, hilarious and emotional. My boyfriend isn't a fan of the cinema in general and enjoyed it. Mm.
The key is to not expect anything. Not think that you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Well-written, acted, directed and just much needed fun. Loved it. Nearly got sick laughing at the prolonged Ryan Gosling singing sequence. Said that. Joanne said perfection, worth the hype. Lucy said Barbie set the scene for Oppenheimer as to why men built the atomic bomb.
I want to see Oppenheimer now.
Mam saw it and she said it was very good. She reckons Cillian Murphy's going to get an Oscar.
Oh, well, there you have it. We need to get her on. That's our movie correspondent. We could get Calista to do movies and booze with us.
Yeah, we should. Megan's movies and booze. I feel like News Talk might sue me then.
Booze and movies?
The girl power meshing was a bit overpowering, I felt. What did you say?
Drinking films.
That's
with
good.
Calista.
Drinking films with Calista Jones. The girl power meshing was a bit overpowering, I felt. No subtlety. Great performance by Ryan Gosling, though.
Yeah, no subtlety.
So Sheena said that. And then Georgie said, feminist masterpiece, laugh, cried, reevaluated my place in a patriarchal society. So, like... someone said, yeah, Jeannie said, very good. Hard when it was so hyped up, but very good. I feel like people either sit one side of it or another. Someone said something about, like, someone's at the very start, I don't know if they deleted their response because I can't see it now, but something about, like, the woke messaging. And I was like, what do you mean by that? Like, I hate now people are just like, the word woke.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Gen Z, millennial.
Yeah.
Plot, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
Sorry, there was one more I wanted to read here before going on to. So, Brona said, a bit disappointing. The performances were great, but overall it didn't hit. Carla said, I loved it at the time, but now I'm reading the bad reviews. I understand the criticisms. So I wanted to go back to some of the reviews. I actually pulled one from the Vanity Fair review that I think kind of summed it up best, from Richard Lawson. He said, that's exactly what she does with Barbie, referencing Greta Gerwig, the director, which is part satire, part earnest fable, and part big-minded meditation on the nature of existence. Those components don't a cohesive film make. Barbie's many fashions and accessories often clash, but at least Gerwig has made something worth thinking and talking about. Barbie does not give off the cold gleam of mere board-approved product, even if that is at root still what it is. Robbie gamely commits to whatever bit is put in front of her in any given scene, but she has as much trouble following Barbie's emotional through line as we in the audience do. As the movie heads into the third act, it becomes Gosling's show. Of course, it's the guy who gets to have the real fun in the end. Gosling goes for broke and mostly emerges unscathed, even if the film's depiction of dumb, but ultimately harmless himboness grows tired in its repetition. And then I think I'd taken something from another review. Or I have Chris Wasser, who, funnily enough, occasionally does movies and booze with me. He opens his review saying, don't believe the hype. The best thing I can say about Greta Gerwig's giddy, gaudy Barbie film is that it will almost certainly get people into cinemas. The extraordinarily committed marketing teams at Warner Mattel have gone above and beyond to ensure the entire planet knows about their eccentric big screen satire. The worst thing I can say about Greta Gerwig's Barbie film is that it rarely, if ever, feels like much of a film. It is instead 2 hours of dizzying, occasionally dazzling ideas squished and squashed and stuck together without any real shape, sense or structure. But then you have, like, The Guardian calls it a riotous, candy-coloured feminist fable. That's from Mark Kermode. Like, a dreamy version of the nightmarish being John Malkovich. Everyone here is Barbie except the men who are just Ken or Alan, but mainly just Ken, an appendage without an appendage. At the centre of all this self-referential fruff is producer star Margot Robbie's stereotypical Barbie, a role so perfect that when Helen Mirren's narrator makes a sardonic gag about the casting, no one minds. Also, like, The Independent in the UK, I think, gave it 5 stars, which is way too much. But they said, a near miraculous achievement from Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie. While it's impossible for any studio film to be truly subversive, this Mattel-approved comedy gets away with far more than you think was possible. And that's from Clarice Lockery, which I do think is true.
Yeah.
But I still just, like, I think it's a lot of messaging in one.
Yeah.
And some of the messaging got to me, yes. And then some of the rest of it, I was a bit like,
Yeah. There's a lot of messaging and a lot of references. Just all just go, 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 go.
Yeah.
And it's just at one point you're just like, okay, what are we on now? What is this happening right now?
Do you know a bit about Barbie's biography? Like, who she is, family?
Like the doll? From?
Yeah, the doll.
Malibu? No, that was Malibu Barbie.
No, actually, would you believe?
Beach?
Her parents are from Willows, Wisconsin. Her full name, Barbara Millicent Roberts. In a series of novels published by Random House in the 1960s, her parents' names are given as George and Margaret Roberts from the fictional town of Willows,
Wisconsin. Her mom is Margot Robbie?
I shouldn't have read that. It's giving me more credence to your insanity.
It makes no sense, but so much sense.
She attended Willows High School. While in the Generation Girl books published by Golden Books in 1999, she attended the fictional Manhattan International High School in New York City, based on the real life Stewie Vesant High School. She's an on-off relationship with her then boyfriend Ken. What's his full name? Can you guess?
No. Kenneth?
Yeah.
Edwards?
No. Middle name and second name?
Kenneth Thomas?
No.
Kenneth Michael?
Kenneth, a good Irish name, and then a last name.
A good Irish name.
Yeah.
John?
No. Close.
Sean?
John Osquelga? Yeah.
Kenneth Sean?
Kenneth Sean Carson. He first appeared in 1961.
Sean with a W, probably.
A news release for Mattel in... No, actually, S-E-A-N.
What?
No fad at all.
Sean.
Yeah. A news release for Mattel in February 2004 announced that Barbie and Ken had decided to split up, but in February 2006, they were hoping to rekindle the relationship after Ken had a makeover.
What the hell?
Bad.
That's so bad.
Even men are subject to beauty standards. In 2011, Mattel launched a campaign for Ken to win Barbie's affections back, and they officially reunited on Valentine's Day 2011.
In what sense? Like, just in... Like, in what sense? They were like, oh, the breakup dolls. Like, how are they releasing these? Are they magazines?
It must have just been Valentine's Ken or whatever, and then they say in the press release that it's like...
He's back, baby.
He's back, and he wants to...
Woo you.
He wants to woo... Well, he wants to woo Barbie.
Yeah.
But then, at the release of Barbie Dreamhouse Adventures in 2018, the pair are seen as just friends or next-door neighbours. Barbie has three younger sisters.
Just friends or next-door neighbours. Do not confuse those.
Yeah, not the same. You can't be friends with their next-door neighbours.
No way.
She's three younger sisters. What are their names?
Cindy?
No. Cindy was like a rival.
Oh.
Was Cindy Mattel?
Cindy was...
Do you know anyone in real life named Cindy? Do we have any Bandwagons listeners named Cindy? Get in touch.
Yeah. Cindy's a cool name. Barbara...
No, that's Barbie.
Yeah, I know.
Name.
I'm trying to think what would like. Do they match up? Like, is there a theme?
Cindy's a British fashion doll. Ugh. Cindy's look.
Show me Cindy, because I think I had a Cindy, and I called it Barbie.
Controversies and lawsuits. They're still made today. The slogan is "The doll you love to dress." Any pictures of Cindy? Hang on one sec. Can you keep guessing while I'm trying to
Barbara.
Do this?
Barbara.
I hear Cindy's in bits. Look at her. That doll's in bits.
That's not right.
She looks like a Carnation Street
character.
The
bottom right one looks like Barbie, though. I think I had Cindy's. I think I was sold a lie.
Did you have this one? Magic Eyes. Hasbro Magic Eyes, Cindy. My eyes move. Try me.
No. Okay. I definitely had that box. That box looks so familiar.
Cindy doll?
Yeah, I had Cindy's. I never had Barbie's. I had Cindy's. They must have been cheaper.
They definitely were.
Mom?
Understandably, look at Cindy Funtime.
Oh my God.
Look, sorry now. Come on.
Was my Barbie house a Cindy house?
Oh, now you're having an existential crisis.
I'm spiraling.
When did it end?
Where's my phone? Call my mom.
Can we go back to naming her three younger sisters?
Oh, like Amy.
No, come on. One of them is so obvious. It comes up all the time. Skipper.
Who names a baby girl Skipper? That's a
dolphin. Bring it up with Margaret and whatever the fuck Barbie's dad's name was. No, Midge wasn't related to her.
Skipper is her sister.
Yeah.
Skipper is a dolphin's name.
Again, you need to bring it up with Barbie's parents, don't you? Yeah. And say that to any bad sisters who are named Skipper.
Skipper.
We're going to have the Cindys and the Skippers on to us.
What's the other one?
Cancelling their Patreons. Skipper, Stacey and Chelsea. Who?
Chelsea
was named Kelly until 2011 for some reason.
What the hell?
That poor doll is having
but
an
Skipper
absolute
just
identity
stayed
crisis.
Skipper.
Skipper just stayed. Yeah, I'm not sure what the issue was.
There was nothing wrong with Kelly. She was. Skipper.
Her sisters have co-starred many entries of the Barbie film series, starting with Barbie and her sisters in a ponytail from 2013. Retired members of Barbie's family included Todd, twin brother to Stacey.
What?
Chrissy, a baby sister. And Francie.
I had Chrissy, I think.
Francie was a cousin. And then Barbie's friends include Hispanic Teresa, which I'm pretty sure
it was a Cindy house. It was never a Barbie house. I have been living a lie. Look at it though. How cool.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
The washing machine
opens. It looks like, it looks like a house. There's a kitchen scene. Remember Cats, that PC game, Cats with a Z?
Yeah.
It looks like the kitchen you had in Cats. Midge, African-American Christy, which again, I think Christy would have just sufficed there, lads. And Stephen, who's Christy's boyfriend. Why is Christy African-American Christy? And then Stephen, anyway, I can't get into that, whatever. Mattel is evil. Barbie was also friendly with Blaine, an Australian surfer, during her split with Ken in 2004. Oh, they were shagging, girls.
But like, what, they just make press releases being like, oh, Barbie's seeing an Australian surfer now.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is insane. What a crazy job.
Barbie's had over 40 pets.
Yeah.
Including cats and dogs, horses.
Stop letting her have dogs.
Horses. Yeah, it gets worse, guys. Horses, a panda, a lion cub and a zebra. She's owned a wide range of vehicles, including pink beetle and Corvette convertibles, trailers and jeeps. She also holds a pilot's license and operates commercial airliners, in addition to serving as a flight attendant.
Flat out.
She's
flat out. That's
flat
why she can't keep a dog alive.
Yeah, I'd be worried about all those pets. It's giving Kylie Jenner and the greyhounds. Do you want to hear about... When was the last time you saw any of those greyhounds?
What greyhounds?
She had a photo of them up recently and Normie was in the background. You know, Kylie Jenner's like, Normie!
Oh my God, yeah.
Kinky! Bestie! Like, where are all those dogs?
Norman.
Normie! Bambi! Rosie! Scamp! I don't know.
Oh, she doesn't look good. They're probably just like in kennels at the back with like full-time staff.
Probably. Do you want to hear about some controversial dolls?
Yes.
In July 1992, we got Teen Talk Barbie. Who spoke a number of phrases, including...
Period.
What?
What would you say if you were Teen Talk Barbie? What would you say? Period.
Well, I wouldn't just...
Will you shift me?
I wouldn't just say period unprompted. Periods.
What are common phrases that teens would say? I just got my period. Will you
sound like one of those government campaigns that it's like, is your teenager texting about drugs? And it's like, yeah. It's like WTC, like where's the cocaine or something? What would I say? Probably
will
like...
Will you buy me a drink?
Will you buy me a drink? Can someone ring carry out for a delivery? Will you get me an Agon?
Very specific one, the carry out one.
Well, that's how we used to...
buy a drink one. Whatever, let's skip it.
Anyway, we'd just be like, want an Agon? Will you ship my mate?
I just got my period.
Let's go bushing. No, we weren't that open about periods as teenagers. We're horrible, ravaged adults now. We can say what we want. Are you going Savoy, Junior Cert Night?
What are you wearing?
Do you have any Sally Hansen I can borrow? Barbara didn't say any of these things. She said, will we ever have enough clothes? I love shopping. And want to have a pizza party? Each doll was programmed to say 4 out of 270 possible phrases so that no two given dolls were likely to be the same. But one of these 270 phrases was controversial. And the phrase was, math class is tough.
Why?
Which I don't think is controversial. And like,
it is.
I get there's the whole thing of like, women, they don't understand maths and numbers, but like sometimes maths is hard. I find maths hard, guys.
Literally like 2 days ago, I was like, Mark, would I just become an accountant? And he was like, did you do honors maths? And it was the only thing I didn't do on, like it was, I did ordinary maths. And he was like, I don't think he could be an accountant then.
I don't think so.
And I was, yeah, fair enough. So that's like, maths is tough.
Unless you want to be an accountant in the sense of like the TikTok word where it's, you just start doing OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I have a full-time job as an accountant. So then they ended up changing that in October. Mattel announced Teen Talk Barbie would no longer say math class is tough and offered to swap anyone a doll that they owned. In 2002, we had pregnant Midge and baby dolls. But the happy family line was quickly pulled from the market due to complaints that she promoted teen pregnancy. Though by that time, Barbie's friend Midge was supposed to be a married adult.
To Alan.
And then in November 2014, this is recent, like, Mattel received criticism over the book I Can Be a Computer Engineer, which depicted Barbie as being inept at computers and requiring that her two male friends complete all of the necessary tasks to restore two laptops after she accidentally infects her and her sister's laptop with a malware-laced USB flash drive.
What the hell?
Critics complained that the book was sexist, which, yeah, it is, as other books in the I Can Be series depicted Barbie as someone who was competent in those jobs and did not require outside assistance from others. They removed the book from sale on Amazon in response to criticism and they released a computer engineer Barbie doll who was a game programmer rather than a designer. This one's really bad. So they teamed up with Nabisco in 1997 and 2002 to do like a cross promotion with Barbie and Oreo. Do you know where this is going?
Oh,
it's not going to be good. The 1997 release of the doll was only released in a white version. The 2001 release, Mattel manufactured both a white and a black version of the doll. Barbie Oreo School Time Fun. It was marketed as someone with whom young girls could play after class and share America's favourite cookie. But that's obviously a derogatory term used against the black community. So like, again, not successful. So Mattel had to recall the unsold stock. But now I think it's very sought after by collectors, which... we're doomed, girls. And then we also had, in 1997, Share a Smile, Becky, a doll in a pink wheelchair. There was actually a good outcome of this, I will say. Kirstie Johnston, a 17-year-old high school student in Tacoma, Washington, with cerebral palsy, pointed out that the doll would not fit into the elevator of the Barbie Dreamhouse.
Oh, wow.
So then Mattel redesigned the Barbie Dreamhouse.
Wow.
So it would fit, which is good. But again, maybe think of those things beforehand. In 1963... the outfit Barbie Babysits came with a book titled How to Lose Weight, which advised don't eat. Not great. The same book was included in another ensemble called Slumber Party in 1965, along with a pink bathroom scale permanently set at 110 pounds, which is roughly 50 kilos, which would be underweight for a woman 5 foot 9 inches. So yeah.
Not good, girls.
Like, they, for all the good, there was a lot of harm.
A lot of things overlooked.
Yeah. I think it's great that we have, there are so many other, and I'm not going to name them all here, but like, you have, you know, people reflecting different skin conditions, differently abled, different races, different sizes. I'm like, that's great. And it is positive that now people can have a Barbie that looks some way like them, or they can see themselves represented in some way, that it isn't just like stereotypical blonde Barbie.
Skinny white Barbie.
Yeah, skinny white Barbie.
HGTV have a show out at the minute. I started watching the Barbie Dream House.
Okay.
Where they get all like Ty Pennington? Is it Ty Pennington?
Who did?
Move That Bus.
Move That. Is he?
He's on it.
Okay.
And this is a recent,
I feel like
this
is cancelled for something.
Yeah, I think he was, but he's on it with all these other HGTV and like Food Network or like Discovery, like home renovators, and they're like in teams of twos, and they bought this house in California, I'm nearly sure, and they've done it up, like they're doing it up room by room. Each team gets a room in the house and they have to turn it into Barbie's dream house. And now I think it's like up for, you can go and stay in it.
Oh, I would love that, yeah.
I've only started it, so I don't know what it turns out like, but I'd say it is class.
I don't think Shy Penitent has been cancelled.
It does ring a bell.
I think it was more the issue around, what is that show called? It's not Move That Bus.
Extreme Makeover.
I think there was a lot of backlash as to the families weren't able to, like, they were given these amazing houses and it was like, we fundamentally can't afford to run them. Yeah. Had you seen the Barbie Party, the most popular girls in school growing up?
No.
Did you watch any of the clips I sent you?
No.
It's like this stop. I was worried that some of it has aged badly, but the episodes I've watched, thankfully, haven't. It's like a stop motion web series that people will know, again, if you grew up with YouTube. It debuted May 1st, 2012, and it's from Mark Cope and Carlo Moss, and it like animates these Barbie and Ken dolls, but they're not Barbie and Ken in the show, but it's like, someone commented on the first episode of it and it's like, this is what Euphoria thinks it is, which is extremely funny because it is.
Yeah.
It's like all this petty high school drama. Variety described the series as Mean Girls meets South Park, and the first episodes have been viewed over 11 million times and many episodes have received views in the millions. Very, very good. If anyone's looking for something kind of funny to watch, funny and short. Are you aware of the other Mattel movies in the works?
No.
We've got Barney from A24. That's going to be like,
did we talk about that?
Kind of scary, surrealist, I think. I think maybe we mentioned it at the live show.
Rocking a Barney.
I am, actually. I didn't even mean to do that. Right, Daniel Kaluuya is in it. I think it's going to be like weird.
I think we talked about that at the live show.
Yeah. I think it's going to be dealing with like what happens when people grow up and they realise that the Barney values aren't carried over into the real world. I don't really know how successful that's going to be. Mm. We're getting an Uno movie. Again, no idea how that's going to work. We're getting a Polly Pocket movie from Lena Dunham, which I was excited about until I heard the words Lena Dunham. Yeah. And also, I'm like, where do we go from this with Barbie? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, nothing. Yeah, you can't do.
And I know it's like,
again,
obviously, Polly Pocket is like, they're really small and they're inhabiting these like mad worlds. But
like Gulliver's Travels or something.
Yeah. Do you remember the live action thing of Gulliver's Travels that they did?
No.
Do you remember Jack Black was in it? That was not a good movie. That was out kind of recently. That was a flop, I think.
Yeah.
Was it Jack Black? Anyway, but they're also doing a Magic 8 Ball movie.
I think those board games or Magic 8 Ball things would work if they're like horror movies.
Well, I think that's the road they're going to go down, because Blumhouse was doing it originally. Like, Blumhouse is like the big horror production company. They've moved away from it since, and I don't know who has it now. But we're also getting a Hot Wheels movie from J.J. Abrams. Don't know how that's going to work.
Okay.
And Rock'em Sock'em Robots. And Vin Diesel is involved in that.
I just want them to like come up with some new ideas in life.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over that whole, like, I'm all over the nostalgia with certain things, but now I'm just ready for some brand new, fresh ideas, and they need to stop rehashing out old shit.
When's Betty Spaghetti getting her moment in the sun?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Or did you ever have What's Her Face dolls?
No.
You could literally draw on her face. That's what I want. I want an absolutely hacked to bits What's Her Face movie.
We never talked about Kate McKinnon, speaking of.
Oh, she's very good in it, yeah.
Yeah, didn't get enough, I don't think.
No.
She could have had a bigger role.
Yeah.
She could have been a lead as that crazy Barbie. That would have been good.
Like, some of the cameos, just thinking back, I kind of thought Nicola Coughlin had a bigger role than she did, which she explained afterwards that it was like scheduling, and obviously Bridgerton was probably taking up her entire life. But when I didn't see her again, I was a bit like, oh, yeah. I was sad.
The Sugar Daddy cameo, what's his name?
Rob Brydon.
Yeah.
So funny.
So funny, but just like, also just like, I wanted to see more of him.
Yeah. I don't know would that have worked though. Referencing like that doll was controversial in real life as well, I think, because of the sugar daddy connotations. And the same with Magic Ring Ken or whatever, because it was like he had a cock ring. He didn't literally have a cock ring, but like, no, I need to correct this now. That's not what I mean. But like, Magic Ring was controversial. Magic Ring.
What does Magic Ring mean if it's not about his arsehole?
You know, but that exactly. Magic Ring Ken. Earring Magic like, Ken. How many Sorry. People? Magic Ring Ken.
Yeah, no, I. Earring Magic.
Media reception.
I was thinking, how many people did that go, but like, get approved by? Magic Ring.
Carol Lawson at the New York Times, this was in 1993 at the time, responding to his unveiling at the American International Toy Fair with the claim that Mattel was attempting to gender bend Ken by making him appeal to both boys and girls. Ooh. She also suggested that selling Ken as gender non-conforming may have been a subtle apology for Barbie with a voice box that said math class is tough in 1992. I don't know if
Did you just make that up?
I think maybe I did, yeah. Well, I think it was just that. I think it was just that, like, it was like, Barbie canon, but for Barbie fans, it was like Magic Ear and Ken was gay, like.
Yeah.
And that's that's why he was with Sugar Daddy Ken. Which ear?
Yeah.
Why does that matter?
Do you remember that whole like, it's only gay if you pierce a certain ear? It was a joke. Do you remember? Do you know when like boys would get their ear pierced when they were like, when it was a thing, it was like, well, like if you get like the left ear pierced, it's the gay one. But like, Jesus. It was always the gay one. It was a joke. There is no gay ear, guys. It was a scam.
You see what I did there? It's a scam. I know, but does that not show how much we have to do to uninvent patriarchy, unpack patriarchy, that ears can be gay?
Yeah. Piercings.
Fuck me. Chris Taylor having a speaking line was nuts.
Yeah. How did he
But Margot Robbie is a huge Love Island fan.
And he's just very...
He's just Ken.
Yeah.
Well, I had to unfollow him because I found... some of the skits just actually not funny at all, to be honest. But he is a massive audience on Instagram. Like, he's sustained it. Like,
yeah.
I'd say people follow him without knowing he was ever on Love Island. You know that kind of way?
Yeah.
Chris Taylor.
He is a bit, like, different. Like, he's nearly 9 million
followers.
He's
934,000 followers on Instagram. Like,
he's quirky. Like, he's got more personality than most of the lads that have come out of Love Island.
Yeah.
Have we got anything else on this?
I was going to say, any final thoughts?
I think
people should go.
You should go, but just like let go of your expectations, let go of like other people's opinions and just go and like just be prepared to have a pleasant experience.
Why are we recommending people to go if we've, one, actually spoiled it.
Mm.
In hindsight, I don't know why. I don't know why we did that. I'm still interested to hear any and other thoughts. If you can remember the Barbie that I'm on about with the dogs, with the basket, with the buttons, let me know because it's going to drive me fucking cuckoo bananas. Maybe it's a Cindy doll, like...
Yeah, maybe like we all just have Cindy dolls in Ireland. Barbie didn't get this far.
You've a mini bandwagon you want to talk about, that documentary. Your face. The absolute fear that PTSD I haven't seen on Netflix. It's new.
Oh yeah, me and Mark started watching I keep saying the longest breath. I think it's the deepest breath because they're like deep free diving, like deep into the sea. And I saw someone talking about it on TikTok. It came up and I was like, oh, and then we were going to watch it. We watched something else the other day, another documentary. It'll come back to me in a minute. And then I went on TikTok because we were trying to find a new documentary and people were like, I can't stop thinking about the deepest breath, like sitting over my cereal thinking about it. Like, and people bawling and crying and all of that. So we put it on and it is up there with like one of the best documentaries I've seen in a very long time. Just how well it's made. It's up there with like, do you remember the Disney one about the boys being stuck in the cave?
Oh yeah, you talked about that recently.
Have you seen that?
No.
It's up there. Like, they're just the quality of it. Like, you're like on the edge of your seat holding your breath watching it. Like, it's very, 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 very good. And just very... No, I don't want to say it's an enjoyable watch because it's not. But it's like...
It's a good documentary.
It's a very good documentary. It'll make you feel shit.
And that's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. What was the other one I watched? I can't remember now. We started watching Secret Eaters.
You are okay.
No, it's just so fucking problematic and old and crazy. I was like, what do these people think this show was going to be called?
Like,
because they're all actively hiding things. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One guy put in his food diary that he'd had 2 pints, and then they were like, yeah, you actually had 17 pints. Like, I was like, what did he think he was gonna, like, what did he think the show was called?
It's like on Love Island when they think they can, you know, like they do something, it's like you're being filmed all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get away with it. Okay. That's it, I think, is it?
I think so.
Are we doing Oppenheimer next week? No.
I don't think we'd get them. It's a bit depressing, is it? I controversially hate Christopher Nolan.
That's not controversial. A lot of people like don't.
I don't get it.
Or like they're just not into it.
The hype, it's overhyped. Don't get me started on Interstellar. There is an Interstellar episode if you go back far enough on the Patreon.
And I did have you do that with Mark by yourself?
No, I think it's at the start of a different episode.
What?
Yeah. Do you remember like in lockdown we used to just talk about like random shit?
I went on an
Interstellar rant. I think it probably wasn't good because I did not like it. Don't get me started.
Yeah. Okay, let's not get her started again. If you do want to listen to that, it's on Patreon or Apple Podcasts bonus. We are back next week on Patreon with a brand new episode. We are Bandwagon's podcast everywhere on social media if you want to check us out there. Share the podcast with someone who has maybe never heard of it.
Yeah.
Who you think might enjoy it. Yeah. Maybe they need to pick me up, yeah. And maybe leave a rating. We haven't asked for that in a while. That'd be nice if you did that. No pressure, but nice things to do, I suppose.
We're appealing to the camera now.
We're appealing to the camera, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Until next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.